Unit 10, page 92, reading, exercise 6.
8,000 birds to see before you die. Phoebe Snetsinger had just returned from a trip to Alaska when her doctors told her that she had cancer. She had less than a year to live. Phoebe was 50. As soon as she heard the news, she decided to spend the rest of her life doing what she loved most, watching birds. Phoebe's interest in bird watching started in Minneapolis. Then she moved to Missouri with her family. There, she joined a group of people who were interested in birds, insects, and plants around the Mississippi River. She became very worried about pollution and its impact on the environment. "We have to protect nature," she said. "If we don't, future generations won't be able to enjoy watching these beautiful birds." When Phoebe found out she had cancer, she immediately went off to some of the world's most amazing natural paradises. Her trips were extremely hard, but Phoebe surprised her doctors and her family as she carried on traveling. A year came and went, and she was still alive. She was doing something that she loved. This helped her remain healthy for another 10 years. The cancer came back, but even then, Phoebe Snetsinger decided not to stop. As she continued with her trips, the cancer went away again. By now, she was becoming internationally famous in the birdwatching world. At the age of 61, when she had seen 7,530 species, she was named the world's leading bird spotter by the Guinness Book of Records. 4 years later, during a trip to Mexico, she set a new record when she spotted species number 8,000, the very rare rufous-necked wood rail. Snetsinger had become a legend. Nobody had spotted so many different bird species before. In fact, at that time, only 12 people around the world had seen more than 7,000 species of birds. Sadly, when Phoebe was 68, she died in a car accident on the island of Madagascar. She was there enjoying the hobby that had probably saved her life. She had been there for 2 weeks and had added another 5 to her list of over 8,400 species. 4 years after she died, the American Birding Association published her memoirs, Birding on Borrowed Time. Many people have enjoyed reading this moving book. It isn't just a story about a bird spotter's travels, but a touching human document of how her hobby helped her to live much longer than expected.